This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's stuff that happens like during games that guys say stuff. It takes you overboard, you know, like that. Some of those things happen previous years with the Jets. So they act, I act, we act, they act, I act, we act. It's like kind of like a, it's like a Ferris wheel type of thing. It just hits its point and just keeps going. But I would rather it be like that. I like high intensity, high energy, high angry games. I have so many different alter persons. You know, I'm Dion, I'm the snowman, and then I become like the abominable snowman when it comes to the Jets. I don't know.
The Yeti. Deion Dawkins.
You ever start saying something that you know is being heard by people and suddenly realize, I'm not sure I love how that sounds. That's how that sounded to me. I love his personality, but when he said abominable snowman, it's like, I don't know. Did I just say that?
I do know the feeling. I just asked Sal how he thinks San Francisco will do without Brock Purdy. I do know the feeling. The Yeti would be a pretty good nickname for
Dawkins. Like, I like Snowman a lot. I mean, I think that is an aces nickname for that dude.
I am almost all the way through, finally, that baseball book, mm-hmm. The Baseball 100, Joe Posnanski. And Walter Johnson might have been in the top 10. And he was Big Train.
I love Big Train.
And I think it was Monday morning when I was listening to his chapter. I'm like, that would have been a great nickname for Allen.
Yeah.
Big Train.
Yeah.
Right?
I love that. I really think of all the famous nicknames in baseball, and obviously this player predates my lifetime by a lot of years, reading about him as a kid and seeing that his nickname was Big Train, I swear is something that pushed me towards loving baseball. I just thought it was just such a badass nickname, man. Like, Big Train is so good.
Yeah. I don't even think he was that big. You know, big for the times.
Yeah.
Right? 100 years ago.
Yeah.
How tall was Walter Johnson? I'm going to say like 6'1 or something like that.
Right.
Not exactly Randy Johnson or even Steve Palazzolo for that matter. Right.
It's been a long time since I've read about him or watched even Ken Burns' baseball documentary where he would have been, you know, featured in a subject. I wonder if it even just pertains to if people called his fastball the Big Train. Maybe. I'm guessing only because I wouldn't think he was that big.
He was 6'1".
All right. That is giant for the era he was.
I guess. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. I saw a nugget from Evan Abrams of the Action Network today. Two coaches in the last 20 years in week two games are 4-0 or better against the spread. He's alluded to how like week two, you might have called it adjustment week, right? So week two, maybe that's like a sign of a good coach if they win and cover, or at least cover in week two. Two coaches in the last 20 years, 4-0 or better in week two. They're coaching. They're both coaching tonight.
Oh, wow. All right.
Matt LaFleur is 6-0 against the spread in week two, and Dan Quinn is 7-0. So, push tonight. So, both coaches can keep the clean sheet. Right. Green Bay minus 3. Or 3.5. Not going to be a push if it's 3.5, though, Bulldog.
That's hard to do.
That won't work.
As hard as you try to introduce fractions into these final scores, that's not how they do it.
I know. So, it's only one game Sunday. But one thing I heard a lot in the offseason about the Bills' chances, you would hear this kind of thing said. And even maybe by them. Or like by Sean McDermott, perhaps, or Brandon Bean. I don't know if they would have said it, but that they have to be less about Josh Allen than they've been. Less on his plate, right? That kind of stuff. And so what happened in week one? Well, they weren't exactly that.
He had to do some pretty heavy lifting in the fourth quarter.
He had to, save it.
Lifting, yeah.
They stole the game. I don't know. What does that mean? Their running back had 16 rushing touchdowns last year. Now, that's some amount of...
And he had one on Sunday.
And he had one on Sunday. Taking...
off to a good start.
You know, some of the burden off of Allen. But this game did not exactly, as exciting as it was, bring that to the conversation that, well, you know...
No.
If they'd won the game in a more normal fashion, and Allen has, you know, modest statistics and isn't the offensive player of the week for the 16th time or whatever it is, then that's a compliment they would get. Is what maybe this year is different because they didn't need him to just be the savior.
Right. Sort of like the playoff game last year. Like they won by taking the ball away and Mark Andrews dropping a pass. I mean, that would have only tied the game. But still, yeah, his stats were pretty modest in the playoff game, and they still scored 27 points and won the game. That's what 3 turnovers to 0 can do for you and maybe even should do for you. It doesn't always, but still. It's funny. Like, I don't know if McDermott, I can't recall if they actually said that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. And I certainly wouldn't be surprised if they hadn't said it, if they think it anyways, that they would like to. And that doesn't have to be, you know, across the board every week, and certainly once you get to the end of the season, but it's a little reminiscent of Bean making the point about, you know, Allen running in week two or whatever in October or whatever the example was he used a few years ago. It's like, you know, yeah, we know we have a tsunami we can unleash when it's time, but let's make sure we're mindful of how often it's time, because you don't want to, you know, wear that out. You certainly don't want to, I don't know, abuse it is too strong, but, you know, just wear it out and have it not be as effective as you want it to be when the games are that much more important. But obviously Sunday night, they needed him to do some heavy lifting, and he was up to it. So hopefully you get into a pocket of the schedule here. Like, you're going to not get – I love the stats, and I love seeing Allen be the offensive player of the week, and he's got 394 passing yards already on the season, which is, you know, awesome. If you want to see him throw for 4,500 yards, right, and have another season where you can credibly say, I think he should be the MVP, it's off to a great start. But now that he's got that in his pocket already from last year, you know, if they go sort of – how I talked, you know, this time last week, is there a score with the Bills winning that would annoy you? Like, no, 2-0, fine. I don't care what. So if he throws for 118 yards and they beat the Jets, I'm going to be fine. There'll be style questions. So is their offense okay? You know, what's wrong with it? Do they have enough here or there or whatever? All that stuff to just sort of keep the wheels turning conversationally for us. But in my heart of hearts, I mean, you got another win. You know, like, if you're going to truly adhere to what matters the most is what happens with this team in January, I don't want to get too hung up on style points in September. What matters is that you keep pace with, well, or stay ahead of the teams that you expect to be chasing you for the one seed. So all I really need to do is win games. So I'm all right if it's modest, you know, for a while here. But when you need it, it's nice to know you can break that glass.
You would say that then about this game too?
Sure.
No score would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because really, I mean, are you saying you only care about January just to say it, or do you mean it? Because if you mean it, then I think you have to just take whatever comes. I'm not saying you there won't be criticism of it or concern about it, but in the end, all I really want is, you know, I want W's, as many of them as I can get so I can get that one seed.
Sure. We probably should start using 3-0. For this point, that rather than
sure.
two, because two sounds like just you know, ridiculous.
Score. Yeah,
how? But I think. Well, I mean, you're always running two races: the real one, which is the standings, then the one out here, the power rankings community, mm-hmm. and like, are they actually good enough to do it? And maybe almost disappointingly, that conversation always ends with, "Yeah, well, you never know. No matter what these games look like." You still just never know what will happen in the playoffs, whether they're better or different or they're luckier or whatever. Like you really yep. can't answer those questions. I think the game Sunday that would make people feel the best about them, though, is like a really good defensive performance
because
mm-hmm. that's what they did not get Sunday night. And the Jets, I mean, if the Jet-Steeler game had been under 36, like the line, 20-17 or even less, then I'm not sure how impressed people would be by even that.
Right.
Because, like, what are the Jets? But they were so productive against Pittsburgh that I think that kind of game would be met with, you know, a lot of excitement that maybe we're not in bad shape at all on that side of the ball. We'll see. I mean, it's so early that things are going to change a lot. The Jets here... It's, you know, a new coach and a new quarterback, and the Bills are the monster in the division.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That has, you know, they've won 5 years in a row. And this is another division rival's next turn at trying to change that script. And, you know, it might be the kind of thing where if you're a Jet fan, your expectations this year are probably pretty low. But if you lose another game like you lost to Pittsburgh, you can kind of go, well, you know, this is exciting and maybe promising.
Yeah.
But I'm 0-2 now, and I've lost my home game to the heavy division favorite. So I think I might just have to enjoy this mm-hmm. for it just not being miserable football. That's going to be good enough. Let's go to George next. Hi, George.
Hey, nice to see you guys again.
Thank you.
I think Bulldog was looking for a word there with Alan. I think maybe he was trying to say. He was that we could try to keep it conventional for Allen until we need Josh Allen to be Josh Allen. Maybe conventional was the word. It was a few minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was struggling to find a word to describe what I was trying to get across. I thought I did, but yeah, conventional is suits fine. So thank you.
It's a good word. Right?
Sure. Did I miss something? No. Was I in here bumping into walls?
No, like,
whatever. No. I think I was trying to help.
Caller thought of another way you could have described.
I didn't know I was
and
help.
You know, it is. I think it is correct.
Yeah, of course. I think it fits what I was saying.
Yes.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. Yes. I didn't know there was a big blank space in the commentary, and maybe there was, and I missed it.
I can't speak to what people hear. Maybe we went out for a couple seconds.
Yeah, that's possible.
Maybe. Yeah. All right, thanks, George. Mike Schopp and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.